And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Merritt Girls Golf has had a nice couple of days to start the week. Yesterday at the 22nd Annual Fort Cobb Invitational, the Oilerettes were second behind Class 5A's Altus Lady Bulldogs. Freshman Bentley Whitson placed fourth individually with a 98. Altus's Natalie Blanion was the medalist at 72. Cordell freshman Birdie Brown placed second with an 81. Big Pasture's Kelsey Baber was third, firing 89. Bentley continued her stellar play this afternoon at Weatherford, the junior high tournament. She shot a 47, came home second. But it wasn't just the Oilerettes who played well. The Oilers, as a team in the junior high tournament today at Weatherford, are your champions individually. Mangum's Cale Zachary was the medalist on the boys' side with a 38. Plenty of baseball action yesterday all across Western Oklahoma. Arnett clipped Eric 7-6. Merritt whipped El Dorado Olusty 15-7. Burns Flat Dill City was a run better than Snyder 6-5. Weatherford topped Canute 7-4. Hydro Weekly handled Carnegie 13-4. Navajo Blank Cordell 10-0. Granite beat up on Leedy 9-1. Mangum outslugged Hobart 17-11. Hollis shut out Sayre 8-0. And Shattuck smoked Visai 10-3. In slow pitch action, Shattuck bombed Arapahoe Butler 16-5. Arnett beat up on Cheyenne 11-3. Hammond whitewashed Beaver 10-0. Burns Flat Dill City beat Fargo Gage twice, 4-3 and 5-4. Canute edged Visai 14-13. Hobart won twice, 13-2 over Sentinel and 14-6 against Leedy. Leedy turned around and topped Sentinel 8-2. Lakeba Sickles outlasted Sterling 10-7 and Merritt hammered Sayre 9-1. On the girls' soccer pitch, Clinton shut out Elk City 2-0. Weatherford annihilated Class and SAS 10-0. Boys' side, Clinton dominated the Elks 7-0. And Weatherford blanked Class and SAS 3-0. Oklahoma City Thunder suffered a disappointing setback last night inside Paycom Center at the hands of the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte got whatever they wanted on the offensive end in a 137-134 win over OKC. PJ Washington scorched the porous Thunder D for 43 for the Hornets. Lone bright spot for Oklahoma City came on the offensive end of the floor. Josh Giddey, Jalen Williams, and Isaiah Joe all scored over 30 points. They became the second trio in league history to each go for 30 or more in the same game while still being under 24 years old. The other trio to accomplish that feat also wore the Thunder uni, KD, Russ, and James Harden. The loss drops the Thunder into a tie with Dallas for the final play-in spot. There's no rest for the weary as OKC hosts Detroit tonight. You can hear Thunder Pistons 98.1 FM and 1240 AM pregame. We'll get going at 5:30. The tip is scheduled for 7. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.